a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House Commerce and Energy Committee will now come to order. Good morning to those that are in the room this morning, and welcome to you that are listening over the internet. Just a brief reminder to you folks in the room, turn off the sound on your gadgets, your cell phones, your computers, so we have no interruptions. I don't think I've had to give a fine yet this year, so I'm kind of anxious to give one. So check your phones, turn off the sound. This time I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Here.
Deutsch.
Here.
Harrison.
Here.
Holly is excused. Kirschman.
Here.
Norstrup is excused. Stalser.
Here.
Wick.
Here.
Willitson.
Here.
Woman.
Here.
Zickman is excused. Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Rounds.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum. Representative Wick, do you have a motion for us this morning?
I would move we approve the minutes from the previous meeting.
Motion by Representative Wick to approve the minutes, seconded by Representative Ullman. Any discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are so approved. Again, good morning. Welcome to the committee here. Before we get started on the first bill, a couple of brief reminders. Please sign in at the back if you're going to testify. And second of all, if you've got anything to distribute, like this picture of a nice mobile home that's coming around right now, please use the services of our pages. Before we get to our proponent testimony or testimony on this, I'd like to have our pages introduce themselves. So could you just turn that so they can come on up, tell us who they are, where they're from, a little bit about themselves.
My name's Matt Darnall. I'm just from here in Pierre, and I plan on going to School of Mines next year.
Tinker.
I'm Jack Brown. I'm from Vermilion, and next year I'll be attending the University of Kansas.
Well, good for both of you. Thank you for being here today.
Is your wife okay with you hand out a picture?
We do have a long schedule today, so let's get started.
Longer.
Okay. First bill and only bill up today is Senate Bill 119, an act to revise certain provisions regarding abandoned mobile and manufactured homes. This time the chair will ask for proponent testimony on Senate Bill 119. Good morning, Senator Holine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Reed Holine. I am the state senator from Watertown, District 5, here representing myself. Senate Bill 119 started off as a constituent bill. The handout that you'll see, as Representative Schoenbeck jokingly called my house, actually, I already trashed my house, so... But the handout that you received is actually showing the two mobile homes that was the impetus for this bill. In this case, in one of the cases, a couple people came from Colorado, and they did a search for places where you could buy a mobile home cheap and let's say do illegal drugs. And they got up and they left, and then they left the mobile home behind. Well, come to find out, once I introduced this bill, this is actually a statewide problem. Several counties, Pennington would be a good example, has thousands and thousands of mobile homes. And the problem that you get is a lot of times people just get up and leave, and they leave the mobile home behind. What happens then is the person who owns the real estate underneath the mobile home is left paying the taxes, and they cannot remove the mobile home. We do have an abandonment procedure here in South Dakota, but essentially, without going through all the hoops, what I can tell you is it takes, on average, about 2 years and costs a couple thousand dollars of fees and processing fees for that landowner to remove and trash and get this abandoned mobile home out of there. What I can tell you is it's the sheriff's department that is left with trying to get the money out of the people and try to find out if they can actually even find the person who owns the mobile home. And the joke among the sheriff's department is they can tell you with 100% certainty if the owner is ever coming back, and that is if the television and the game system is gone, the person is not coming back, and you will never get taxes out of them. We did have... So basically, this is a fairness issue for the landowner, because what this will allow them to do, if you can find the owner of the mobile home and get them to sign over the rights, then the landowner, for disposal purposes only, this is only for throwing trash away. I correlate it to, let's say if I came and, let's say if someone drove their car onto Representative Round's front yard and left it there, would it be your responsibility to take a couple of years and pay the legal fees to get that car thrown away or removed from your yard? I don't think it would. And this is kind of doing the same thing. All this does is if you can find the owner and they are willing to sign over the rights, sign over the title, then for disposal purposes only, then the landowner can throw it away. You have to prove the transfer of title and you have to prove that it was disposed of. Okay? And that's all it's doing, because then what you can do is you can get a new mobile home owner to come back, put a new mobile home on the land. You're going to then start getting taxes paid, so it's actually going to be good for counties. It's possibly good for housing situations. I'm not going to say that this is, you know, like going to be a fantastic bill for thousands and thousands of people, but it's a good bill for the people who own the land. It's a good bill for people who want to come in and maybe buy a new mobile home and put it there. And after many iterations, I think that we have everyone on board, and there will be other proponent testimony to show that. So I would urge your favorable consideration.
Thank you, Senator. At this time, I do have two individuals that are on the phone. The first one I think we will go to is Steve Kerfley. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Can you go ahead? Please identify yourself. Tell us where you're from, and go ahead with your testimony.
I'm Steve Kerfley. I'm from Watertown, and I'm a landowner that this bill would apply to. I'm a proponent for the bill. The bill would be a benefit to people in my position as a landowner. The problem, the big problem here is it's not only the cleanup costs that are involved in the disposal fees of the home, but what we end up with typically is a unlivable manufactured home that has, in some cases, a couple thousand dollars in past due taxes owed against it. In the way things are currently structured, the landowner is not allowed to dispose of that home without incurring someone else's due tax bill. So this bill would be a benefit to me as a landowner in helping clean that mess up and helping reduce the cost of doing so.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kerfley. Also on the phone is, I believe, Adam Reeves. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Reeves. Identify yourself and proceed with your proponent testimony.
I'm Deputy Adam Reeves. I work for the Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Office here in Watertown, South Dakota. I'm a proponent to this bill. I don't know if I was the original idea behind the bill, but I was one of the first people on it. The problem that I've got is I've got two trailer houses in this town that I cannot collect the taxes out of because they're basically worthless. The people who own the own the trailers are basically not going to pay the taxes. There's nothing else I can take from them to pay the taxes on these two trailers. And so along those lines, I cannot collect the taxes on these two trailers. So there they sit. Steve's got them in his trailer court. We can't give him the ability to get rid of the darn things unless he pays the taxes or he goes through all the hoops to get what I would call an involuntary title or an abandoned title. We thought, wouldn't it be helpful to other people in this situation if we were to create the bill that you see before you today? The basic idea behind it is Steve already has a title surrendered to him by each of the people who own these trailers. They basically gave up their rights to the trailers. Along those lines, their rights have already been taken care of. The original statute that this bill before you will probably become a part of was originally geared at the idea that the people couldn't be found. And along those lines, you have to protect those people's rights in the trailer. And so there's publication requirements, and there's other legal requirements, and those requirements are very expensive for these landowners to take care of. And along those lines, they're not applicable in our case with these two trailers here because Steve already has the titles taken care of. So theoretically, the rights of those trailer owners have already been dealt with. So this bill before you is to allow Steve to be able to use the two titles that he already has in his hand to jump over all the hoops that would otherwise be required and go straight to getting a permit to take care of moving the trailers to the dump and destroying them. They're only for destruction. If there was anyone out there who wanted to keep the trailer for whatever reason, this bill would not allow for that. They would be required to pay the taxes in that case. This is only for destruction purposes. I know there's some other folks that want to speak. I basically want to rise as a proponent here, and I would ask for favorable consideration of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reeves. And if you two gentlemen, Mr. Kerfley and Deputy Reeves, if you could stand by just in case there's any questions for you, we'd appreciate that. Any other proponents on Senate Bill 119?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Roger Telling, he's in the Register lobbyist on behalf of the South Dakota Association of County Officials, which comprised of the treasurers, registers of deeds, and auditors. And our treasurers were concerned about this bill when it was originally presented because of the issue of abatement of delinquent taxes. But thankfully, Senator Helene was willing to work with us, and we were able to come to an agreement which resulted in this bill, as you have before you today. And I just wanted to get up and express that the County Officials Association supports this bill and would encourage your support as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tellinghuisen. Other proponents, Senate Bill 119.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. Bob Ryder. I am a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Manufactured Housing Association, and that group includes park owners. We appreciate Senator Helene coming forward with this proposal. Frankly, we had the law that was in existence, but this takes it another step and provides opportunities for situations where you can get the title voluntarily transferred to you. It protects, from our perspective, it protects the counties, it protects the municipalities, and it helps the park owner rid the park of unproductive homes that have no value, and that, as the proponents earlier have testified, you'd just be spending thousands of dollars to go through the current process. Now, is this going to happen a lot? Likely not, but if you can find the owner and the owner is willing to convey the title over, this will provide the relief that is appropriate. So we support the bill, and we thank the various groups for having come together, and thank Senator Helene for being willing to work with the concerns expressed by the various groups to reach a good resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ryder. Any other proponents on Senate Bill 119?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Larry Nelson. I'm a registered lobbyist for the Municipal League, and we want to go on record as supporting the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Any other proponents? Seeing none, I do have one additional proponent. He is tied up in State Affairs Committee. He's running a little late today, and that would be Representative Roger Solem. I wrote down his testimony. Me too. Roger is, Representative Solem is tied up right now, and he expressed that he did want to come in and say he supports the bill, but it's difficult for him to get out of committee this morning. So we can add him to a testimony or support of this bill. Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 119? Any opponents? Seeing none, are there any questions of the committee? Representative Willardson,
thank you,
question.
Mr. Chair. For the Senate sponsor, you mentioned a couple of times in your testimony that you know, the mobile homes would be thrown away. My question is, isn't there some salvage value to it as far as, you know, it's got a steel frame, it's got, you know, aluminum siding that probably look better as a beer can, but, you know, there's some things that would have some salvage value, I would think.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, again, State Senator Reed Holeen. Perhaps Mr. Ryder would be better to answer that question as far as salvage value. But what I can say is, in the conversations that I've had with the interested parties, the park owners and the people associated with the mobile homes, essentially, no. It's worth more to just throw it away and get something new in there than it is to even try to bother to salvage it. That was actually one of the aspects of the bill that we had to take care of. There is a member of the Banking Association in the back of the room. He did not testify, but that was one of the original concerns is, if you notice, we have that this is an unencumbered title. This can't be, essentially, with the mobile home, it can't have a party that's interested in, financially in it. And that's why we had to write it the way that it was.
Representative, before you go and before you follow up, I just quick question to follow up on that one. In most cases, maybe not all, but in most cases, isn't that landowner owed some back rent regardless of the situation? I mean, if there is salvage value, wouldn't that apply to back rent if there was any salvage value?
Good question. Again, Mr. Chairman. Yes. I mean, I'm not going to disguise the fact that, I mean, in these cases, there's probably rent owed, there's taxes owed. And my only response to that is, and this is when working with all of the interested parties, is this is the quintessential case of squeezing blood out of a turnip. You will never get the money out of these people. And that's the county auditors. That's why we had to arrange the bill in the way that it was, because we needed to deal with the taxes that were owed and basically expunge those from the record so that we can get someone new in. I can say that this will be a tax beneficial bill, because right now, if these people have left and they're leaving their trash behind, you're not getting any money out of it. You're not getting any taxes. You're not getting any rent. The landowner continues to pay his taxes, but no one else is getting any money out of it. But if you can throw them away and you can get a new one in there, you will start getting more money out of that.
Hey, Representative Willitson, did you want to ask that question of Mr. Ryder? Or do you want to do a different question?
That'd be fine.
Mr. Ryder, do you need the question re-asked?
I don't think I do. Okay. We'll try Bob Ryder, a registered lobbyist. The bill as it's prepared, and I think Senator Holeen hit right on it, the bill as it's prepared says that if it has value, then you have to pay the taxes. If you're going to put it back into service, the manufactured home, the taxes are owing. If it's got some minor salvage value, what this says is it's worthless. I was just looking at the language of the bill. If there's no consideration was exchanged, the title was transferred for disposal purposes only. So maybe you take it to the salvage yard, and I don't know, maybe they'd give you $100 for transporting it there. But I don't think, other than that this is going to have value. And so that's my answer to your question. To your question, certainly, and there have been situations, in fact, I worked on one last year, where a person abandoned the home, but the owner had to, the owner of the home who had been trying to sell it had to keep paying rent, and the home was going down and down and down in value. And there are circumstances out there where there needs to be an answer. And this is one of those opportunities that the parties have said, you know, we think this will work. Might it need some tweaking in the future? I suppose that's not impossible, but it seems to us right now that this is a good response and one that satisfies the county relative to taxes and the issues that might be involved in that regard.
President Willitson, do you have a follow-up?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I think I do. I think my question was more directed at that, you know, the homes, you know, for example, in the pictures that you gave here, you know, for all practical purposes are worthless, but that there may be some salvage value in the metal that's, you know, in this frame work part of it. And my thought process being that if, you know, they got the permit to dispose of it and they took it to the salvage yard, and, you know, much as you would do, you know, with the car that the senator used in the example in front of Chairman Rounds' house, I mean, you take that car to the salvage yard and, you know, you get a couple hundred dollars for the value of the scrap on that part. My thought process then being that, you know, we could apply that to back taxes, or maybe split it with the park owner, because he's obviously had, you know, loss of rents and other things, you know, with this particular home being in his park, to, you know, kind of offset it.
Is that a question?
I think it was.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Wright.
The language of the bill says that if the title is transferred, if I take it to the salvage yard and I got to give them the title to it, then the county treasurer is really, you are liable to the county treasurer for the taxes owed. Because the way I read it, it says the owner has 60 days to dispose of the manufactured home and to surrender the title to the county treasurer. So I can't give the title to XYZ salvage yard. I just got to take it to the dump and dump it.
If I can just follow up on that real quick, what would it cost to dispose of a 60-foot mobile home? I mean, that's not cheap.
No, I wouldn't think so. And I wonder if the individual from Watertown or one of them that is on the line might, because they're on the front lines of this, they might have a better answer.
Mr. Kerfley, are you listening to the conversation we're having here?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yes.
Go ahead, Jim.
Can you answer the questions or get involved in this discussion?
I can. Steve Kirkfleet speaking again. As a landowner, to shed some light on possibly recouping some of this debt either for the landowner or the county by means of salvage is typically not cost effective. We've, as a landowner in this situation in the past, we've tried this. And it just, the cost of equipment operation, if you don't have the equipment yourself, the oxygen acetylene to cut up the frame, and the labor involved exceeds the salvage value every time we've tried to do this. We end up at a loss of a few hundred dollars to get rid of a home at the landfill locally in Cottington County. The example you use, a 60-foot home, 70-foot home, is going to be about $800. The last time we tried to cut up a frame and sell the iron as prepared or in prepared form, which would be the way to obtain the biggest paycheck for that iron, we ended up with about $50 for the iron. And of course, you had the labor and the oxygen acetylene to cut it up, the cost of the vehicle to haul it to the iron recycler. It just has not ever computed for us.
Okay, thank you. Representative Schoenbeck, do you have a question?
I just want to make sure that I understand the scope of the bill, and I'm and maybe Adam in the, or
why don't you ask the question, yeah, and
sure,
we'll see who can.
Fair enough. If I understand, I thought this was broader, and that's what I want to make sure I understand. This, to me, is this just if you're willing to sign the title over? So there were some examples of the people that just, the criminal element that just leaves. If they just leave and or they happen to have got financing against their trailer house, either of those two settings, this isn't going to help for those situations. Am I right to understand that?
Deputy Reeves, the Sheriff's Office.
That's Adam.
If that's directed to me, my answer for that would be, this is only directed to people if the trailer owner would transfer the title to the park owner for whatever reason, and the park owner intends to crush the trailer. So in a situation that the park owner cannot get the title voluntarily from the trailer owner, then he would have to go through the original process already on the books.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Schoenbeck, you have a follow-up.
Then I am curious, why, and maybe it was too, maybe it's too hard to reconcile all the different interests, but why aren't you going the next step to get those people that, you know, the proverbial meth lab owner that leaves in the night? Why aren't we, I'm curious why we're not taking that step.
If they abandon the trailer, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, along those lines, meth owner or meth lab owner or not, they'd still have rights as far as a trailer owner. That would be their home, and the legislature already created the procedure for those who would not or cannot be found, would not transfer the title for whatever reason. They have to go through the abandoned procedures to protect that meth owner's rights. I mean, it's easy to kind of forget that person's rights, but if you look at it from the pure perspective, if they just, you know, some of these trailers are owned by folks that may or may not have a right to be in this country, for instance. They go back to their country of origin, and they're impossible to find. And that's where you end up with these situations where you can't get a title to them. And in those cases, those people still have rights. And the law, as it was originally created, that we're attempting to append this to, would protect that individual's rights.
Mr. Tellinghausen, can you add to that answer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only thing I would add is just kind of a summation of what I believe Deputy Reeves has just acknowledged, that is, it's just simply due process.
Thank you. Further questions of the committee? Representative Harrison.
And maybe you can answer this for me, too. What is the current process? I guess I'm not even, I don't know the steps that have to be taken now.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Harrison, there's a process whereby the party who wishes to acquire the right to remove the trailer has to publish notice in the paper for a period of time, which incurs a cost in doing that, of course. And then if there are lien holders that are shown on the title, those lien holders also have to be given notice of the fact that this park owner is applying for an abandoned title for purposes of demolition. So again, it's not only just the cost of the publication and the service fees, but it's also the delay, the time that's involved that you have to wait, again, continuing to harbor this abandoned, junked-out trailer and receiving no rent, no productive rent anyway. For that property.
Follow up?
About how long does it take?
Mr. Chairman, I think maybe our park owner could probably answer that better than I, but it's my understanding that it could take upwards of 2 months.
Further questions?
Right, yeah, then you have to put it up for sale.
Representative Schoenbeck, did you have a comment to make?
I think if you ask the deputy sheriff, Adam handles the, because once you do the notice, the next step you're going to do is have to have the sale, and so there, it's a longer process than that, and Adam probably has done it.
Deputy Adam Reeves here. Actually, the park owner has to put those together. I don't.
Okay, your comments were a little garbled. Could you repeat that, please?
Deputy Adam Reeves speaking. I don't actually sales together. The park owner or his attorney actually puts those sales together. They're required by law to go through the whole process by themselves. The sheriff's office wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ryder, can you add some additional comment onto this question?
Thank you, Bob Ryder. I was telling Mr. Tellinghues, and as we came in today, with being the only bill on the calendar, I thought, oh boy, well, lots of questions, but you know, and which is good. You know, it's, this is a good process, and I'm very thankful that we've got the deputy sheriff and the landowner on the line. But Jerry Vogler, who is the executive for our association, worked on this bill in 2007, which is when they initially passed it, and it set up this procedure. And as Mr. Tellinghues has indicated, it's all about making sure that there's due process given. And hey, that's appropriate. We understand that. Sometimes it's frustrating, the step one is you issue a writ of possession, as the chapter allows. Step two is you give a notice of intent to sell to the lien holders, so the bank gets notice. Number three, you give the county treasurer's 30 days notice to issue a warrant. Number four, you have 60 days cumulative sales procedure. So as Representative Schoenbeck was talking about, we're already past 90 days. And then so that would be the shortest period of time you could possibly expect would be 90 days and then a little bit plus to get the process and then the expense of it and Pierre, the attorneys are frugal. We don't charge a lot, but nonetheless, it's still going to cost some money to get this accomplished. And I was talking to Mr. Kennecke, who's in the room, because I know one of his partners did this for a park owner within the past year or so. The procedure works to give the notice and go through all of this, but it costs money and it takes time. This process allows you to get to the finish line right away. You take your lumps if you're the park owner. You take your lumps to some extent if you're the county, but you get the property back on the tax rolls, and you afterwards, and if you're a park owner, you start collecting rent again. So, thank you.
And we were going to do a point of order on that frugal comment, but we'll withhold that till later. Any further questions concerning Senate Bill 119? Seeing none, I'm going to close public testimony and open it up to committee discussion or under action on Senate Bill 119. Representative Schoenbeck.
Move to pass.
Second.
Motion by Representative Schoenbeck to pass on Senate Bill 119. That was first seconded by Representative Wollman. Comments on that motion? Representative Schoenbeck. Does anyone have comments on the do pass motion? Other than myself, which I think it's a good bill. I was looking at the mobile home picture here, and I swear I climbed that roof last summer. A little bit of wind damage and hail damage on the roof. And then we crushed it. No further comments, the question is, do pass on Senate Bill 119? All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary will call the roll.
Representative Spiel.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Harrison.
Aye.
Holly.
Aye.
Kirschman.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Stalser.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Woman.
Aye.
Zickman is excused. Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
12 yeas.
Senate Bill 119 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Kirschman.
Move consent.
Motion to move consent by Representative Kirschman.
Second.
Seconded by Representative Deutsch. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 119 will move to the floor with a due pass recommendation and be placed on the consent calendar. I'd like to thank Mr. Reeves and Mr. Kirkweed for being here today. Thank you guys for your testimony. Representative Kirschman.
I think Representative Willitson owes Archer an apology because I think I'm cured of drinking beer out of a can now.
We are, to just get back on track, we are done right now with all bills that have been signed to this committee. I'd like to thank the committee for their attentiveness during the past few weeks on some very long days. We decided this morning in a conference of some very important people that we would have a meeting this Friday at 11 o'clock for the sole purpose of discussing summer studies. So be here at 11 o'clock. We'll make it a short meeting, but I want to talk about summer study possibilities. We saw a lot of different legislation come through this committee and other committees that may have you folks interested in something that we can look at this summer. That being said, Representative Wollman, do you have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move we adjourn.
Motion by Representative Wollman to adjourn, seconded by Representative Beal. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Aye. We are adjourned.